play, got the cornrows hanging. I'm about to turn rappers in the background singers. Watch your little fingers, homie, you ain't that official. Don't make me come and get you when the mother niggas with you. I'm trying to get past that. I don't want a flashback. Rappers that cash back, steady like fast.
Yeah.
Foreign type idols, dime piece models. Daily living life like live street novels.
Yeah.
Spend by the thousands. We'll do brows. Rest in peace, fade. Yeah, you niggas still crammed.
Hell yeah. What's going on, man? Welcome to a brand new episode of Tariq Radio, and you know who I am. I am your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the number where you can reach me. Call me up. Let's talk about anything. I'm here. And you know I got to take that real quick commercial break. Let's get that out the way. So you don't move a muscle, we'll be right back right here on Tariq Radio.
Do you have any personal dating issues that you need addressed right now? Dating and life coach Mr. Locario will help you with his 30-minute game session. The Mr. Locario's 30-minute game session is a private one-on-one coaching session on the phone or through Skype. For 30 minutes, you'll get answers to any dating questions you have. To set up your 30-minute game session, go to MrLocario.com. That's MrLocario.com. MrLocario.com.
What's up, family? You know it's time to get your Second Amendment game in order, and you need to check out one of the most well-respected black-owned gun stores / consultants in the United States. Redstone Firearms. Not only can you purchase guns from them, they also offer consulting, educating, and training about your weapons. They will also give you a lot of good game on gun laws and so much more. You guys need to go right now to RedstoneFirearms.com. That's RedstoneFirearms.com. Also, follow them on Instagram at Redstone Firearms and follow them on Facebook at Redstone Firearms. What's up, family? If you make music and you're looking for experienced, no-nonsense audio engineers that can professionally mix and master your music, then check out my friends at LegendaryMix.com. With over 15 years in the music industry, their expertise is unmatched. LegendaryMix.com delivers professional music mixing mastering for a great price with a fast turnaround time. As a bonus to sign up to the email list at LegendaryMix.com, you'll receive a discount link and a free music marketing ebook. So drop everything right now. Send a text to LegendaryMix.com at 347-565-5892 or email music at LegendaryMix.com.
What if I told you there was a place in this world where black people own their community, where black people run the politics and control all the commerce coming in and out? What if I told you there's a place where we police our own community, where we deal with crime and justice without the need of the government? What if I told you there was a place where mothers, fathers, grandmothers, children, workers, and gangsters work for one thing, the strength, survival, and growth of the community? Welcome to the City of God. Hear a firsthand account in this new documentary about the realities of being an independent community and the work and sacrifice, the blood and pain that you need to maintain it. Apply for an early screening at tinyurl.com/City of God Enforcer. That's tinyurl.com/City of God Enforcer.
Check out this brand new book called Once Upon a Time in Gatlinburg. This book is written by a newcomer named Daniel Hughes. Now, this book is about a black introverted teenager named Jeremiah, who's 17 years old. He's going through abandonment issues. He's going through self-awareness issues. He's going through growing pains. So it's a real deep story you need to check out. Once Upon a Time in Gatlinburg. It's available now on Amazon. You can get the paperback for $8, and you can get the Kindle version for $3. So again, get Once Upon a Time in Gatlinburg on Amazon right now.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Crispin, everybody. And I got a brand new video game app out right now, everybody. It's called Crispy's Biscuits, everybody. And you can get the Crispy's Biscuits app right now on the iPhone Apple Store, everybody. And you can also get it on the Google Play Store, everybody. As a matter of fact, everybody, it was the number one game on Google Play all last week, everybody. The game is so exciting, everybody. There's 10 levels you can help me get through, everybody. Where I'm dodging bottles of lotion, everybody. I'm dodging hair clippers, everybody. And I'm dodging taco meat, everybody. So get the Crispy's Biscuits game right now, everybody, at Crispy's biscuits.com, everybody. Now I'm about to do my coon laugh, everybody.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting battle fight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
You are now tuning in to the King of Game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
I am delivered!
Oh, we're back. We're back. Back. We're back like a mug. All right, we're back. Right here on Tariq Radio, I'm your host. How y'all doing? I'm on time for Wednesday's show. Rarely, I'm doing so much stuff, but I'm finished with the film, so I gotta, you know, that helped me free up some time. You know, I be doing the show all late on Thursdays and Fridays and sometimes on Saturday. But the movie 1804 is done. I've been focusing on that, and the movie is pretty much done. It's going to be released in a few weeks. I'm so excited about it, ladies and gentlemen. All my L.A. people, join me in L.A. in the Area Fine Arts Theater on October 12th. It's going to premiere here early October 12th in Los Angeles. Get your tickets at 1804movie.com. It's going to premiere everywhere else in the country on October 19th. Get your tickets at 1804movie.com. I might be at the screening at the Senator Theater in Baltimore on the 19th. Me and Ola might be up there. I'm definitely going to be in Birmingham, England. God damn it, what day am I going to be there? I think on the 22nd. I got to double check. I'm doing so many things right now. And I'm going to possibly be in New York doing promotions for the film at the end of this month. So all my New York press people, y'all hit me up so I can holler at you when I get out there. But I'm very excited about the movie, man. You guys are going to really love the movie. Go to 1804movie.com. If you guys follow me on Instagram, you'll see, speaking of 1804movie, we have some shirts from the movie, one of the characters of the movie. We have some Ogun shirts, some t-shirts. You can get those at TariqElite.com. We got some Ogun shirts. You can get the Ogun shirts at TariqElite.com. Get yours right now. High quality shirts. These things are selling like hotcakes. People love them. If you guys follow me on social media, I talk a lot about Ogun, and I got all that from the history of Haiti. Whenever we see a situation where a black person is rising up, protecting himself, we always give honor and praise to the African god Ogun. And today's show is about this. The show is really about controlling our narrative. That's the theme of today's show. Because we as melanated people, as black Americans, as globally melanated people, melanese, melanoid, we need to start taking control of our narrative, because so many other people control our narratives for us. They label us. And our brother John Henry Clark said, if they name you, they own you. If they label you, they own you. So we have to learn how to control the labels, control the narratives, control the words. Words are used as weapons. Our brother Neely Fuller talks about this a lot. So we really have to understand how powerful words are, and how powerful it is to control our own narrative and not let other groups, particularly the white supremacists, control our narrative. Because I talk a lot about Ogun, and Ogun was the African god that the Haitian brothers and sisters prayed to get strength to rise up against all of the mighty European armies. I mean, they fought more than just the French. And you're going to learn a lot about this in the movie 1804. And you're going to learn about some of these African gods. See, the thing is, they make Vodun and African spirituality, they made that all spooky and scary so we would run away from it. And that's a big trick that they've been running on us for a long time. they make you think that Haiti is a big scary place, and you go there, bad things are going to happen to you, and people in the dominant society are going over there trying to learn some of the machete techniques. They're over there learning voodoo. They're not scared of it. Don't you think for a minute they're scared of it. They got your black asses scared of it. They're not scared of it. They're over there trying to soak up that game and figure out what gives these damn people strength to rise up and beat all those mighty armies the way they did. They want to know. And let me tell you something. We got to control the narrative. And we got to take our African gods back. That's why I talk about Ogun all the time. That's one of my favorite African gods. It's the god of war, the god of vengeance, the god of iron. And understand this. When it comes to our African deities, the people in the dominant society, they go over there and study all that stuff and then flip it and remix it. You know, a lot of Marvel comic characters are based on African gods. Like Thor, all the shit with the hammer. I think that's based on Shango. It's the same African god that had hammers. And speaking of like Ogun, many people say that Ogun is the god of iron, the god of war. Ogun, they got that and kind of flipped that into Wolverine. And also, I think Marvel Comics, I think this is from Marvel Comics, but I know there's a comic book character named Ogun, but they made the character Japanese. There's one now. I think it's with Marvel. I'm not a big comic book person. All my comic book people could possibly help me with that, but I think Ogun, the one now, is the one from... Yeah, somebody in the chat room said Storm is Oya. That's correct. But the Ogun comic book character that's out now, they made him Japanese. They still gave him the sword. They still gave him the sword. But look how they'll take the name. They'll keep all the main characteristics. And then they'll flip it and make it something else. You understand? So we have to control the narrative. We got to take our stuff back and give it the real meaning. That's why when we do the next Hidden Colors, Hidden Colors 5, and a lot of folks are like, when are you going to do the next Hidden Colors 5? You got to understand, I got to wait for the ancestors to talk to me. They have to talk to me about it. They have to let me know what they want me to talk about. They have to talk to me. Somebody in the chat room sent me the link. This is great. Ogun is Wolverine's teacher and one's father figure. Little is truly known of Ogun Ryu. It's said that he once encountered the legendary Miyamoto Musashi. Okay, so I'm just reading like a little bio on some of these characters. So I didn't know this, and this is, I just talked about Wolverine. So Ogun, I didn't even know this until just now. Ogun was supposed to be the teacher of Wolverine. This just shows you how they study our shit and flip it and make it their own. Shout out to the comic book brother who sent that in the room. And like I was saying, when we do the next Hidden Colors, we're going to really focus on a lot of warfare. You know what I want to focus on? I want to focus on African martial arts. I want to focus heavy on that. I want to focus on Hannibal. I want to focus really a lot on war and military. I want to get deeper into the military practices of the Moors. I want to get real deep into military stuff on the next Hidden Color. So I have to wait till the ancestors talk through me. But that's coming later on down the line. But we have to control those narratives. We got to take our stuff back. And that's why y'all get y'all Ogun shirts. And in the legend of Ogun, Ogun said, I will come. Just call my name if you need me. Call my name if you need me. And the Haitian brothers and sisters got together and called his name and got that power, got that strength. And I love it. Anyway, what else is happening out here, man? Now, shout out to the girls from Ism Radio, the lovely ladies from Ism. We do the Ism Radio show every Tuesday. You guys go to izmradio.com, izmradio.com. There was a brother called up. It was a nigga nerd who called up. He was like, hey, Tariq, how come you don't nurture us nigga nerds? You know, you always want people to do this. You say you say you want people to help, and you say you want people to do this, but you don't be nurturing us nigga nerds. I'm like, well, damn it. Okay, brother, what's your website? Well, I ain't got it yet. See, that's what I'm talking about. You can't be nurtured if your shit ain't right. There's a difference between being nurtured and being coddled. Niggas want to be coddled. I ain't coddling niggas. You better have something ready. You better have your shit right. I'm always trying to give dudes shots. I love trying to give brothers shots. But a lot of brothers, y'all just got to step it up. Check this out. Right now, we're trying to do the Ism Radio reality show. So I'm putting this out right now. All my brothers out here who are videographers, I mean, with some real thorough shit, not no bootleg, janky camera phone bullshit. If you're a brother in L.A., man, you're a videographer, you know how to record video sound, good direction and all that stuff, hit me up. I'll have you get down on us with this reality show that we're doing for Ism Radio. We're going to do like a reality show. We're going to put it online. We might shop it to a network or something, but I'm really focused on getting it online. But again, we'll see what we're going to do. We're going to shoot it. We're going to shoot it. We'll figure out where we're going to show it later. I would just possibly just rather do it online because it's immediate. We control the narrative. You know, it ain't got to be no bullshit. We can just put it on out there and bam. But brothers out here, if you're in LA, don't hit me up if you're in Memphis somewhere because we're not flying you out. If cats out here in Los Angeles, my dudes, your videographers, you got a reel of work that you've done before that's thorough. You got the equipment. You got your audio game together. And you have experience. Email me. Y'all know the email. info@TariqElite.com. info@TariqElite.com. Email me. Don't email me with no bullshit. Because a lot of times niggas just be emailing just for the sake of emailing. Y'all just be wanting to chit chat and don't be wanting to handle no business. You dig? But anyway, what's up, Sour Diesel? I see Sour Diesel Shada in the chat room talking about Ism Radio. Well, that's why we have Ism, and that's why we have this show. You dig? Somebody in the room said, Ogun is one of the original Orishas to help form humanity on Earth. You're a child of Ogun. Much respect. You're going to learn. We're going to go deep into all that stuff in 1804. You got to go see 1804, man. Great, great movie. But as far as choosing your narratives, controlling our narratives, again, that's the thing. Let me get a couple of calls here from the family. What's up? Who's calling?
Yo, what up, Flex?
What's up? Who's calling?
Yo, this is Matt from Milwaukee, man.
How you doing, brother?
I'm good, dog. Hey, I'm not even watching, bro, but I still want to holler at you real fast and shit.
Go ahead.
All right, man. I want to holler at you about all these bitches out here that's talking about Serena Williams is a queen and all this shit, man. And I don't want to write her off as a total bad witch, bro, but, you know, I don't consider a black woman who got kids by a suspected white supremacist a black queen, man. What you think about that?
I feel you. I feel you like a motherfucker on that one, because that dude runs that racist fucking website, Reddit, and that's nothing but Stormfront Part 2. And we have a lot of undercover bedwinches out here. That's something we got to be very
real.
There's a lot of undercover damn bedwinches. There's undercover coons out here too, but we really underestimate the undercover bedwinches that's running around out here. So,
facts.
Yeah, so people, a lot of people go out here and talk pro-black when it's convenient, but behind closed doors, there's a pink dick in their mouths. You dig?
Yeah, man.
And they ready to sabotage.
Did you see that article on The Root though?
Which one?
The root is talking about how straight black men are the white people of black people. I know you've probably seen that.
I heard that. I didn't know it was on The Root though.
They just did that like today or yesterday, man. Another tired ass gay ass article, man.
Let me look that up now, because I saw that. I didn't know what the origin of that was from. That black man.
Yeah, that damn near was The Root, man.
Okay, what's the name of the article again?
It's like straight black men are the white people of black people, you know.
Hold on. Like that. Let me look that up. Somebody in the chat room, if y'all can get me that link, that'd be great. I want to read that article because I saw that article earlier. Okay, let me see. Where is that? Okay,
they hate
okay,
straight black dudes, man. If we ain't out here acting like some moist ass niggas, they ain't fucking with us.
Exactly. Straight black white boy. Okay, yeah, let me see that. Thank you. Thank you for the call, brother. Okay.
No doubt, Reese. No doubt.
Okay, let me see something, because I pulled the article up, and it says straight black men are the white people of black people. Okay, I'm looking at this now. That's from the website Very Smart Brothers by this professional fuckboy named Damon Young. Damon Young is a lifelong fuckboy. I've talked about this bitch nigga before, so I'm not shocked. No wonder. I've talked about this bitch nigga before on Twitter. He's a major fuckboy. He's a big Gay Lives Matter nigga. He's supposed to be married or whatever, but he's very fucking moist. He's a major fuckboy. This nigga writes a gang of articles about me. He has this homoerotic fixation about me. Okay, so I'm not shocked that it would come from a fuck nigga like this. And let me read this bitch ass nigga's article. So Damon Young, he's down with like Jamila Lemieux. He's one of them black male feminists. He's one of those type of niggas. I mean, major league fuckboy. I mean, booty hole wide open. So the article is like, straight black men are the white people of black people. And understand, this nigga, the white supremacists love this nigga. You know, the white quote unquote liberals, they love niggas like this. He writes for all those white-owned publications. It feels counterintuitive to suggest that straight black men as a whole possess any sort of privilege, particularly the type of privilege created for and protected by whiteness. What? In America, we are near or at the bottom of every relevant metric determining quality of life. Our arrest and incarceration rates, our likelihood of dying. So right now he's trying to soften the blow. He's trying to throw the bullshit out here. Like, yeah, black men got it bad, but I'm just waiting on the butt. The unemployment rate, our net worth, should I continue? But the point is clear. But assessing our privilege on these facts only considers only our relationships with whiteness and with America. Intra-racially, however, our relation to and with black women is not unlike whiteness's relationship to us. In fact, it's eerily similar. This is that Jamila Lemieux, Feminista Jones bullshit now. This is one of those niggas. This is one of that moist, he hangs around Feminista Jones and all that fuck shit, and this is what it is. All right, listen to this shit. We're the ones for whom the first black president created an entire initiative to assist and uplift. Get the fuck out of here, you lying piece of shit. That initiative didn't help us out. That shit was on some kumbaya minority shit. He's talking about that Obama thing. What was that Obama bullshit for boys of color? In the chat room, it was so insignificant, I don't even remember the name. It was, what was the name of it? Oh, look, we're going to point the lies out, this nigga shit. This is why we have to control the narrative and not let fuck niggas who are my brother's keeper. Exactly. So, yeah, that's that fraud Anista Jones, Jamila Lemieux, that Obama looked out for black men and not black women bullshit. That my brother's keeper, shit didn't help us out. That was for like, it was Mexicans, all types of quote unquote minorities. I challenge you to find anything in the wording of that initiative, excuse me, that said black. We got to stop letting them run the Jedi mind trick. There was nothing in that initiative that said black. It was on some people of color, open-ended kumbaya shit. So don't let them fool you into believing that was some black shit. It wasn't. And when you looked into it, it was very difficult for certain black nonprofits to get any kind of benefits from that. So it was Asian, Latino, all these other groups benefiting from that. So don't let them fool you with that bullshit. Watch these niggas like this. These are the niggas that are sent by the liberal white supremacists to put propaganda out, man. I'm telling you, you gotta watch bitch niggas like Damon and Fraudinista. You watch these bitch ass niggas, man. These niggas are very fucking dangerous with this propaganda. Let me read the rest of some of this bullshit. So, we're the ones whose beatings and deaths at the hands of police galvanize the community in ways that beatings and sexual assaults and deaths that those same police inflict upon black women do not. Nigga, you eat a fucking dick. We rode for Sandra Bland. We rode out for Rekia Boyd. You lying fuck nigga. You lying fuck nigga. We ride out for sisters who get attacked and get fucked up in the game like that. Bullshit. See, the white supremacists send niggas like this to run this bullshit game on us, man. Let me read some more of this bitch nigga shit. We're the ones whose mistreatment inspired a boycott of the NFL, despite the NFL's long history of mishandling and outright ignoring far worse crimes against black women. We're the ones who get the biggest seat at the table and the biggest piece of chicken at the table, despite making the smallest contribution to the meal. That's just so self-deprecating, moist, I hate my penis bullshit. And notice I've seen a lot of these black feminists use that whole thing where they're, I'm not going to boycott the NFL because there's misogyny. I've seen a couple of articles coming from Negro bedwenches and these white ass kisses. I'm telling you, they send niggas like this to the community to fuck shit up and divide it up with this propaganda bullshit. This is the white supremacist liberal sending this fuck nigga down here doing shit like this. This nigga right here, he goes out of his way. The white supremacist sets him up to shit on Hidden Colors all the time. He can't disprove anything. This same nigga he shits on Umar. He shits on me all the time. And the white mommy and white daddy send this moist nigga to spread propaganda within black society. This is the kind of Negro they like. This self-deprecating ass nigga. Let me read some more of his bullshit. Hold on, where is it? Hold on. Okay. And nowhere is this more evident than when considering the collective danger we pose to black women and our collective lack of willingness to accept and make amends for that truth. It's a damning and depressing paradox. When speaking about race and racism, we want our concerns and our worries and our fears to be acknowledged. We want white people to at least make an effort to understand our reality is different from theirs and that white supremacy is vital. And we grow frustrated when they refuse to acknowledge their role, historically and presently, in propagating it. When the racism isn't blatant or doesn't appear to exist at all, we want them to give us the benefit of the doubt. Because we've trained ourselves to be able to sense it, even in minute and barely perceptible amounts, because of our safety depends on our recognition of it. We share how it feels when we stop by the police. Okay, nigga, I'm just trying to get to the point. Hold on. I'm trying to skip past his wordy bullshit he's trying to spew. Although we recognize that not all white people are actively racist, we want them to accept all the benefits from racism. And we become annoyed when individual whites take personal exception and center themselves in any conversation about race, claiming to be one of the good ones and wishing for us to stop and acknowledge their goodness. But when black women share that we pose the same existential and literal danger to them that whiteness does to us, and when black women ask us to give them the benefit of the doubt about street harassment, hear this motherfucker go with this street harassment shit. You fuck ass nigga. This nigga's trying to work that street harassment bull. Nigga, fuck you, Damon. I ain't about to read no more of this stupid ass shit. This nigga's going back to that old bullshit street harassment nonsense. You bitch ass. The fuck out of here. That's that street harassment shit. You bitch ass nigga. They've been trying to use that street harassment to criminalize all of us, you idiot. I told people back in 2013 they're going to start coming up with alternative laws for stop and frisk, and that's exactly what they're doing. And bitch-ass niggas like this are trying to make it a damn gender issue, and they're throwing us all on the bottom of the fucking slave ship. And he talking about, well, they threw you down harder. We got a nigga, we both in the fucking slave ship. It's that you okay sis bullshit. You little moist tongue ring, skinny jeans, weekend hairstyle ass nigga. I'm telling you, these fuck niggas, with the white supremacists, they send these moist niggas down there to shit on straight black men. They send moist niggas to shit on straight black men and start getting into this gender bullshit. And let me tell you something. There was a white gay dude who got shot down in Atlanta. I think he had a knife and he walked up to the cops. He didn't put the knife down and they shot him. So there was, you know, people were kind of uprising. There was a civil unrest. And I saw too many fucking black people out there getting arrested. For what? Black folks out there getting arrested. I'm going to let other folks handle that shit. But this nigga's on that street. Oh, get the fuck out of here. He's on that street harassment bullshit. I'm telling you, Damon Young is a fuck nigga in every sense of the word. Yeah, we got to understand how dangerous these niggas are. These niggas don't come out of nowhere. When these niggas are coddled by major corporations and then they come into the community with some bullshit like this, understand that they are put in the community to spew this bullshit. That's why we have to control the narrative. That's why niggas like that, they hate on us who are real black media, who put out real information. The white mommy and white daddy supremacists make them. That's how they get their jobs, by trying to shit on us who are really doing stuff on a grassroots level. Here they go with that gender bullshit. Whenever we get white supremacists on the ropes, and understand, every single time when we get the white supremacists on the rope, we got the world saying the term white supremacy now. We got white supremacy on the hot seat right now, globally. Here these niggas come. Well, what about, there's misogyny. There's misogyny too. I want to talk about misogyny. Shut the fuck up. Y'all talking that dumb shit so y'all can go get a plate of butter biscuits from white mommy and white daddy. You don't give a fuck about no sisters. Y'all never built nothing for sisters. Y'all never created nothing for sisters. Y'all have this fake pretend ideology for sisters, and you're just trying to get you some butter biscuits from white daddy. You could give less than a shit about sisters. You've done nothing for them. You passed no laws for them. You haven't allocated any resources for them. You just use that as a talking point to get your wide open booty hole up somewhere where white daddy can dick you down and throw you some crumbs. You moist fucking coons. These niggas are the worst. This nigga, God, that just chaps my ass. I'm sorry, but that just chaps my ass. Yeah, everybody's calling out white supremacy right now. And you know, every time we get white supremacy on the hot seat, and I talked about this before, it's the coons that fuck it up. I talked about this on Ustream when other white people were trying to fight. When John Brown, the John Brown Revolution, when he was going to say, it was a white man back in the 1800s, he said, fuck this, slavery is bad, and I'm going to stop slavery as a white person. I can't live with myself and their slavery. I'm going to go free black people. A coon told on him. Coons always fuck everything up, dude. We got a major, major coon problem. We got a major coon problem. And we got to stop creating safe spaces for coons. And the thing is, there's a lot of people out here who are secret coons. They deep down have a coon inside of them. We got to get that coon spirit all the way up out of here. But I digress. This is why it's so important for us to control the narrative. There was did y'all hear about the story of this these white nurses? They were at a naval hospital down in, I think in Florida somewhere. They're in the Navy and they were at a naval hospital and they had these babies, and one baby was being born and one of the nurses was making the, these are like newborns. I'm like, hours old. They're making the babies dance and just doing all types of weird, inappropriate shit with the babies. And then one of the white supremacist suspect females was holding up her middle finger, talking about, this is my mood around these mini Satans. And the story went viral. They had the babies' faces covered up. They're talking about transferring the women and all this old stuff. And the only media outlet, black media outlet, was Sandra Rose. Shout out to SandraRose.com. They were the only ones to really point out that these were black babies. And when you look closely, because they try to blur the faces out, at least one of the babies were black. So these were black babies. I think both of them were, but I know one of them was at least. So the media is leaving that out. They're leaving out the fact that these suspected white supremacist females are terrorizing some fucking newborns. So black people, we have to understand how vicious these white supremacists are. We think, and I notice this, whenever black people interact with the police, and a lot of women, I've seen women interact with the police and they're screaming, hey, don't hurt me, I'm pregnant, and the race soldier's beating you anyway. They don't give a shit about you being pregnant. That makes them want to beat you even more. We got to get this thing out of our brains, melanoid people, that the white supremacists will somehow find some compassion in things that are supposed to be compassionate. We think that if we tell them, oh, I got a baby, I'm pregnant, that they're going to somehow let up on you. These are people, dude, who used to cut the bellies of women open and stomp on the children. They used to do that to black women. You don't know what you damn dealing with. That mentality never went nowhere. These people get erections from killing black folks. I mean, the shit is like erotic to them. It's like a turn on to them. Black folks don't understand this. But yeah, this suspected white supremacist female is putting her middle finger up, talking about, yeah, this is how I feel about these mini Satans. And they're being real lenient on these women so far, talking about they're going to transfer them and all this old bullshit. Shit like that, motherfucker deserved to get popped. When you do shit like that, let me tell you something. You let a black person do something like that to a white person's child, the white people will come to your house and shoot you or shoot your family. They'll come and pop you. And I don't blame them. That's get pop worthy. That's an ambush killing waiting to happen if you do that to the wrong people. So this is why we have to control the narrative. Shout out to Sandra Rose for telling that side of the story, because the media is going out of their way to ignore that. Just like down in Louisiana, there's a white supremacist serial killer going around where they caught him. And this guy was shooting black people down in Baton Rouge. He shot at a black person's house. He killed two black people. Do you know, they arrested him a couple of times, but they kept letting him go. They kept arresting the white supremacist suspect, but they kept letting him go. They arrested him one time on suspicion of theft, and then he bailed out for $500. Then he went and stole something again out of a store. He went in the store and walked out, so they had to arrest him again. The bail was $3,500. He paid that and got out again. Then they arrested him again for the actual murder. So they kept letting this dude go. And they knew he was a suspect, but they kept letting him go. And understand, it's not like that the white supremacists are helpless. They know how to hold somebody. They were trying their best to be as lenient as possible on this dude. They know how to hold people. Look, when black folks get arrested and you're suspected of something, well, they put all types of charges on you. They get real helpless and confused when it's one of them. They don't know what to do. Well, we couldn't hold him. We didn't have enough evidence to hold him. Oh, that's game. That's a bunch of game. When they arrest black people, nigga, they got all types of charges that they dump on you. You were suspected of drug selling, a suspected murder, gang injunction, part of a gang, gang banging activities 500 feet within a school, RICO statute. I mean, they know how to throw shit on you so you don't get out. Ain't no bail. but all of a sudden they're real helpless about around this dude. So I want to see where this goes, because again, they're deputizing these white supremacists now to start randomly attacking us. So black folks need to wise and wake the fuck up and understand warfare. You are in a war. I cannot stress this enough. We got to stop playing around all the goddamn time. Oh yeah, black folks, somebody in the chat room said, well, you're wearing red. Of course. Well, what color you got on brown? Nigga, you're part of the brown bloods. They'll just make it up. Make the gangs up as they go along. So we got to stop being on this naive shit. That brings me to this former NFL player. You guys familiar with Albert Haynesworth? Now, Albert Haynesworth is a former NFL player. Back in 2011, some of you might remember, Alan Haynesworth had, there was a sexual assault case thrown at him, or accusation. I don't know if it went to court or anything like that. But there was a sexual assault case by a black waitress. It was a restaurant somewhere, and I think the waitress said that he brushed up against her sexually, something like that. And his response was, that didn't happen because I don't even like black girls. He said, I don't like black girls. And he went on further to say, I think she just jealous because of my white girlfriend. They just jealous because of my white woman. I's got a white queen. So he was on that. Now today, this same sunken place Negro was complaining about his white girlfriend. Her name is Brittany Jackson. They have a kid together. And Albert was complaining about his girlfriend. He was they're breaking up or whatever, and he was airing her out on Twitter. Let me find it real quick, and let me give you word for word what he was saying. Turns out his girlfriend is a suspected white supremacist. As he was airing his girlfriend out, hold on, bear with me. Let me find it. Alan Haynesworth, hold on, y'all bear with me. He said, let me tell you the truth about why I broke up with Brittany Jackson. I'm the person that had to deal with the ugliest of her soul for a very enduring 2.5 year relationship, if you call it that. First and foremost, Aiden is the greatest thing that happened in those dreadful 2 years. That's their child. For one, Brittany Jackson has called me a nigger on numerous occasions because she said that she wanted me to feel hurt because I didn't show her affection. How's the white queen working out for you, Alan? Albert, I'm sorry, Albert. I said Alan. This nigga, he was caping for the white women, shitting on the sisters. Yeah, I don't date sisters. I don't like black women. And the white woman's up here calling you all types of niggas for 2 years, you fucking coon. Nigga, I've been telling y'all, these white supremacist women will suck you, fuck you, lick you, cluck you, do whatever, and still be team white supremacy. Your stupid asses are in the damn sunken place. They're not. Yeah, she's calling your dumb ass a nigga. And she has a baby, which is, in her words, a nigga baby. They don't give a shit. The white supremacists don't give a damn. They'll diss their own kids. They don't give a fuck. They're team white supremacy. White supremacy, that religion is the most powerful religion ever. They're going to hold on to their religion. There's benefits to white supremacy. What, you think your black dick is going to make her give up them benefits and them privileges? Y'all brothers, understand me. Y'all think the black dick, oh, she's moaning, oh, this black dick is hypnotic. No, nigga, that black dick ain't enough to make these white supremacist females give up all the privileges and benefits of white supremacy. When they get up out that bed with you, you're just a nigga who just fucked them. Y'all going to learn. It's like Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart is messing with these non-black women. It ain't nothing wrong with that, but just don't be in the sunken place. Understand. Always understand that they will set you up. So the one chick that people are claiming set him up, suddenly she got one of she got a lawyer, Bloom, as Gloria Allred's daughter, which makes me believe this whole thing was set up by somebody in the industry, where he goes to a hotel in Vegas and there's cameras all up in the room. And all of a sudden, this chick got a damn high-powered lawyer and all that. This is a fucking setup from the beginning. It's some industry insider shit. Set him up. This is what it looks like. So they can have something on him. You always got to get niggas in a scandal. You always got to have something to hang over their heads. In this industry, when you work within the system and you black, they got to have something to hang over your head. Because they don't want you making power moves. See, the thing is with the white supremacists, when you're building up your weight, you're doing things in the industry, they don't want you to be in a position where you can make power moves on them. So they always want to have something under their belt to break you down. They don't like black folks making power moves on them. This is why I respect 50 Cent. Like 50 Cent, when he brought his show Power to Stars, that made the Stars Network. Everybody subscribed to Stars. Nobody was fucking with Stars before 50 Cent and Power. Nobody. And you know it. There was nothing popping on Stars. 50 Cent single-handedly made that network pop off. Single-handedly. So when the new season of Power, the last season was over, whatever, I think Stars tried to flex on him a little bit. They tried to front on him a little bit, and 50 was like, hey, wait a minute. If I can make you, I can break you. Now, everybody, unsubscribe to Stars. And people started to unsubscribe their Star subscription. And then Stars came back to the table and gave him a better deal. Sucking their teeth, they had to come to the table and come correct. They don't like black folks being in positions like that. That's why I want my man 50 to be safe. But that was a great move, and I love that. But be safe. They don't like you being in a position like that where you can make power moves on them and kind of force their hand to give up the bag. See, we got to be in a situation where we're not afraid to force our hand and force our leverage. That's why it's important to get leverage and go into situations where you're controlling the narrative. My man 50 went in the situation controlling the narrative. He ain't going in there with the booty hole wide open. He's like, no, this is what I can do for you, not what you can do for me. I got the hot show right here, and I will keep the hot show on if you cooperate. Too many times dudes and women go into business situations in the dominant society just with your butt cheeks wide open. No. Just ready to get in anything they throw at the table to you. You can't get down like that. R.I.P. to Bernie Casey, the former football player and black actor, former activist Bernie Casey, died today. R.I.P. to him. I grew up on Bernie Casey back in the 70s and 80s. I used to watch all his movies, but yeah, shout out to that brother. But yeah, you got to go into situations where you control the narrative. You control what's happening. You don't let them flex on you. You don't let them play you on some sucker shit. Let me see who's calling. A lot of folks calling. I'm trying to chop it up with the family. What's up, who's calling?
What's up, Tariq? How you doing? I was going to say I'm glad that you mentioned Kevin Hart, because I feel like they're trying to exploit him due to his Laugh Out Loud television station.
Well, I don't know, but they always got to have something on you. They like to have a black person that they can, you know, flip out and say, hey, nigga, remember this, so keep yourself in check. Don't make me put your scandal back out there. So who knows, brother? But thanks for the call. But yeah, but the fact that they got this high-powered lawyer representing the chick, and it's real funny style. It's real funny style shit. But this is why, again, we have to be in the forefront of what's going down. We have to say what we want. We have to be in a situation where we build up our rep to call the shots, so that people ain't trying to put us in trick bags. The other day, I was calling out a white supremacist named Ben Shapiro. Ben Shapiro, he was connected all with that alt-right. He was all in there with Breitbart. He's a well-known within the white supremacist suspect circles. and he did a lecture out in Berkeley, and there were people with signs saying, we don't want white supremacy in Berkeley. And I said that on Twitter, I said that Ben Shapiro, he tries to hide his white supremacist rhetoric by claiming that he's Jewish, which he does all the time. He always says, how can I be a white supremacist? I'm Jewish. So the white supremacists and his supporters tried to flip that. And that's what they do. Understand, they always try to get your narratives and flip it. See, they try to control your narratives. So what they were going to do, because they're always trying to look for some kind of comparative black racism, they were going to try to flip that into being something anti-Semitic. So they kept trying to, on Twitter, well, you're anti-Semitic. I wouldn't bite. I'm not about to even dignify something that stupid with a response. I wouldn't even respond to that. It's too ignorant. It's too much of a reach, and it's just too much of a deflection. So the white supremacists, once you don't bite, they get very desperate. And townhall.com, which is supposed to be a conservative, quote unquote, site that's supposed to be reputable, they did an article on me that was a complete libel suit waiting to happen. They did an article and they had to retract it because they realized where they fucked up. And I was about to get my lawyer game on fleek. They quoted me. In this article, they said Tariq Nasheed said that Ben Shapiro is a, quote, fake Jew, unquote. And I reposted that on Twitter with the writer's Twitter handle. I said, really? Are y'all going this route now? Oh, don't think I don't see it. I posted it up and let them know I saw this. And I'm like, y'all put a blatant lie in quotations. And they hurried up and retracted this shit. They got a retraction up there now. The retraction said, hold on, let me find the retraction. They had to retract their blatant lie. And I offered Ben Shapiro to debate me anytime, by the way. I offered him money. I got 10 stacks if you want to debate. Just show up and we can do it. I'll give him that work. But this is the Town Hall article about me, townhall.com. It says, editor's note. An earlier version of this quote, this post, quoted Nasheed as calling Shapiro a fake Jew. While Miss Heaton is an actress who was kind of trolling me on Twitter. While Miss Heaton wrote that in her reactionary tweet, Tariq Nasheed did not use those words. You damn right I didn't use those words, and shame on you for that complete defamation, townhall.com. You victimized me with your defamation. This is why you don't let these people control the narrative. We have to control the narrative because they will literally put words in your mouth in quotations. The white supremacists are getting very desperate at this point, and we got to start getting very cautious at this point. And this is why we have to start controlling the narrative on all costs. I was going back and forth with some immigration supporters because the whole immigration crowd, they're putting up stuff like immigration rights is civil rights. I told y'all, every time people in the Hispanic community, I ain't shitting on you, I'm just making an observation, anytime you get in a pickle, all of a sudden we in this together, all of a sudden y'all coming out with the civil rights quotes and the Martin Luther King quotes, and all of a sudden it's the black and brown. And I've been going back and forth. I'm like, who's brown? Y'all don't identify with brown. Who the fuck is brown? All we have is black folks caping for you, fighting for you, and it's never reciprocated. And one dude tried to hit me up. Yeah, you know, in the Bay Area, it's different. No, it ain't different in the Bay Area. There's so many white Hispanic cops out there shooting black folks in the Bay. It is not different. There ain't no brown. Many of you in the Hispanic community, y'all identify with white. Ain't no brown. Let's stop that brown lie that y'all running. See, I can respect the truth. But don't come running lies on us because y'all want us to cape for you. No. Hold your own nuts. No disrespect, not disrespecting you at all, but no, what you're saying is just not factual. There's no brown coalition. Y'all have not come to us with a brown black coalition. Where were you the other day when the brother got shot, or when the race soldier was released for killing the black dude in St. Louis? Where were you? Where was the brown and black coalition then? You didn't say nothing. Where was the brown coalition about George Zimmerman? I want to know where the brown coalition is. This ain't disparaging anybody. These are legitimate questions. Where in the fuck is this brown coalition when we need you? On the other side of a gun. From what I've seen, hold your own nuts. We got to hold ours. You hold yours. The hold your own nut movement. This thing is in full force. And all y'all coons and bedwinches out there fighting down in Georgia because the gay white dude got killed, go home. What you fighting for? Let them do that. You out there getting beat up, running into the cops and all that. Y'all fighting more than them. Take your ass home. Fuck is wrong? We always want to be the obedient slave. I's got a master. Oh, Lord, leave master alone. We sick master. We always want to be Toby. Go home. Let these other groups fight their own battles and hold their own nuts, man. Damn. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of the Tariq Radio Show. Glad to have everybody tuning in. I am about to roll up out of here. Yo, everybody, go get your Ogun shirts right now. TariqElite.com. Get those Ogun shirts right now, man. They're limited edition. They're not going to be out for long. Get them now. Wear them to the movies. When y'all see 1804, call Ogun's name. Call that name for power. Get your shirts, family. And don't forget, get your tickets for 1804 movie, 1804movie.com, 1804movie.com, the most anticipated documentary of the year. You don't want to miss it. Tickets are going to be sold out. Washington, D.C. is almost sold out right now. I'm telling you now. Dallas is almost sold out. What other cities? Miami is all halfway sold out. And I got to check on the other cities, but get your tickets now. They're going to be sold out. All right. And again, I might be at me and Ola might be at the Senator Theater in Maryland. So get your tickets to join me. I'm trying to be very low key about where I'm going to be for security purposes. I don't want, you know, no bullshit. And I'm definitely going to be at the one here in L.A. And also, I might have a lecture in Long Beach in November, but I'll keep you guys posted on that. Right now, it's all about 1804, The Hidden History of Haiti. Get your tickets at 1804movie.com. Family, y'all have a good night, and I'm going to holler at you Sunday on Ustream.